at greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Apostle J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10 a.m. for morning worship. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you. This is your Apostle of Prayer, James Broadnax. And I'm just dropping in today with a word of encouragement right out of the Word of God. And I want you to know, you that are listening, you that are watching, I want you to know that everything that you will ever receive from God is going to be according to your faith. And that's why here at the prayer station and through our ministries, we are teaching that Word of God to build your faith. Because one thing for sure, everything that you need is in the Word of God. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13 and verse 31, Jesus told us that heaven and earth would pass away, but he said, but my word would not. Isaiah said in Isaiah 40 and verse 8 that the grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God, it shall stand forever. You see, everything that you need is right there in the Word of God. On last Sunday, I preached a message, I Believe What I Believe. And through that divine revelation knowledge, I come to understand one thing. Everything happens in your life according to what you believe. It's one thing for me to believe it, but it's another thing for you to believe it. And that's why we work here so hard and labor in this Word of God to build your faith so that you believe what you believe. All through the Bible, people that receive miracles and healing and deliverance, they receive a miracle because they believe. And we're going to work on building your belief system, getting you to that point that you can believe for healing, even though you have a doctor's report, And the doctor is saying, you know, it don't even look good. There's nothing else we can do. That's the doctor's report. But then here is God's report. And God says, I am the Lord, thy God that healeth thee. Whose report are you going to believe? Psalms 107 and verse 20, God said that he sent his word and he healed us and delivered us from all of our destructions. You see, I am going to believe the report of the Lord. And if you can believe the report of the Lord, if you can believe that healing word of God, it will drive cancer out of your body. If you can believe that healing word of God, I declare it will cleanse and purify your blood. If you can believe that word of God, you see. So everything happens in a child of God's life according to what they believe. Well, James Broadnax, how do I work on my belief? How do I get my belief to that all-time high that I can really see my miracle manifesting and happening in my life? Well, it all starts with hearing. You see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's so important for you to position yourself in a place of hearing, to position yourself in a ministry, in a church that teach faith so you can hear faith, because faith cometh by hearing, in hearing by the word of God. All through the New Testament, people that received miracles and got in position to receive a miracle, it came through somebody's testimony. Somebody somewhere was bragging on Jesus. Yes, they was bragging on the goodness of Jesus Christ. And they heard them bragging on Jesus, how the lame is walking. They begin to testify. The blind is now seeing. They begin to testify. Listen, the dumb is speaking. The deaf is hearing. When this Jesus shows up, miracles shows up. And people's belief begin to zoom to an all-time high. I think about here in the Word of God, if you would turn there, and St. Matthew chapter 9. And I'm going to read verse 27. The Word of God says, when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Now, what made them get in position to follow Jesus like that and then to cry out to him like that, thou son of David, have mercy on us? It was something that they heard. They heard somebody bragging on God. They heard somebody bragging on the power of God. They heard somebody bragging on the deliverance of God. You see, saints, that's why we need to testify. And that's one thing that the devil hates. He just don't like testimonies. He don't want people to testify. Why? Because God gets the glory. God gets the glory. I believe what I believe. I'm on this radio broadcast today. All over Louisiana, Shreveport, Texas, Mississippi, down in South Louisiana, Lake Charles, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, North Carolina. I'm on all of these stations because I believe what I believe. I believe that I'm ordained by God to help people to live a better life, to live the good life, to live the life that Jesus promised. And that's why I teach this word of God the way I teach this word of God. You see, when I read that word in Job 36, verse 11, when it said, if you obey and serve God, you should spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasures. Listen, I believe that. I stand on that. I live by that. And now that word is manifesting blessings in my life. Listen to me very carefully. I believe what I believe. Because I believe what I believe, that's why every Tuesday at 12:30 a.m. in the morning, you can tune into the Word Network and watch our TV telecasts. Every Friday morning at 5 a.m. in the morning, you can tune in to the Impact Network and watch our telecasts. And we've been on for years, same spot, same slot, because we believe what we believe. It takes thousands of dollars to broadcast these broadcasts, but people are being helped, people are being delivered, people are being set free, and people are being saved. Listen to me, child of God. It's happening because I believe what I believe. And we just planted the Word of Faith Kingdom Church right here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. We just planted that church and purchased that church with cash, renovated that church with cash. Debt-free church, oh, no man, nothing but to love him. Never borrowed a dime to do any work there because I believe what I believe. You see, that's when your miracle is going to happen, when you believe what you believe. It's one thing for somebody else to prophesy and they believe, but it happens when you begin to believe. And as you connect and follow this ministry, we're going to build your faith to an all-time high. But listen, before I read the scripture, I want to give you that personal invite to meet us this coming Sunday in that powerful divine worship service at 10:30 a.m. Our services last about 75 minutes. That's an hour and 15 minutes on Sunday morning. Oh, but I tell you, every second is packed with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So I want to give you that invite to meet us this coming Sunday and every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Now, let's go back to this word of God. I'm going to talk about this all week this week. And that I believe what I believe. So here in Matthew chapter 9, in verse 27, the word of God said, when Jesus departed, these two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." Verse 28, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord, meaning yes, Lord. You see, the question is, do you believe that Jesus is able to do it? Do you believe, talk to me, somebody, that Jesus is able to give you a debt cancellation miracle? Do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus is able to touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet and heal you everywhere that you hurt? Do you believe that he's able? So Jesus said to the men, and they had heard these testimonies, they had heard people testify, and they was there for a miracle. But Jesus, before he touched them, before he laid hands on them, he said, one thing I need to know. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Oh, I tell you, somebody, you're listening to me here today. All God is saying now, that you're praying for, that you're seeking for, do you believe that I'm able to do this for you? And if you can say yes, Lord, you can get ready for your healing. You can get ready for your deliverance. You can get ready for your miracle if you can say, yes, Lord. The word of God says in Mark 9 and 29, he didn't touch them until he got a corresponding reaction of their faith. not unto then. He did not touch them.